In the next part, we introduce some more properties of functions that are visible in their graphs. Look at frame 18. Here we consider what happens when a graph is reflected in the y-axis. We use the x'y' approach with x' equals minus x and y' equals y. In this example, y equals x squared minus x is reflected to obtain y equals x squared plus x. In general, the resulting graph corresponds to the function obtained by simply changing x to minus x in the equation y equals f of x. In frame 19, we've shown the graph of a function which is unchanged by this reflection process. The part on the left is the mirror image of the part on the right. In other words, the graph is symmetric about the y-axis. If the graph has this property, then f of minus x must be the same as f of x for all values of x in the function's domain A. We call a function with this property an even function. Notice that the domain A must itself be symmetric about the origin for this concept of evenness to make sense. You've seen several cases of even functions already. For example, the function f of x equals x squared is even, as is the function f of x equals cos x. Now try the question at the bottom of frame 19. In frame 20, we consider what happens when the graph is rotated through an angle pi about the origin. This time, the resulting graph corresponds to the function obtained by changing the signs of both x and y in the equation y equals f of x. Now look at the graph in frame 21. The part to the left of the y-axis is just the part to the right, rotated through pi about the origin. If the graph has this property, then f of minus x must be the same as minus f of x for all values of x in the function's domain A. We call a function with this property an odd function. Notice once again that the domain A must itself be symmetric about the origin for this concept of oddness to make sense. You've seen several cases of odd functions already. For example, the function f of x equals x cubed is odd, as is the function f of x equals sine x. Now look again at frame 9 and check which are the graphs of odd functions.